Tree. Ace. Oh, all right. All right. Send your money, mister.
We shot craps first, since there was no limit on the purse, and we could bet as much as we please. I bet 5 yards, and Spoon took on all odds, making his first 7 with ease. We now had 5 yards to spend, so I made the same bet again as I watched the bones fly from Spoon's hand. He just missed hitting 7, but the 6-5 made 11, doubling our 5 yards to a grand. We went on and bet the whole brand, which was faded by Van, the hustler whom Big Bill thought was scored. Spoon rolled it off balance 5 and made himself a pair jive, with Sack Van into betting 4 more. There were equal bets around the table that Spoon wouldn't be able to make his 5 and survive. But he made his point, fooling everyone in the joint and kept his streak alive. Van was now visibly upset, upped his bet, doubling to 5,010. But there was nothing he could do against a 5 and a 2 except watch as Spoon did it again. Van got mad and bet everything he had, trying to save some face. But a 3 to 4 made him permanently poor, and the man had to leave the place. We had picked up 20 G's, bringing Van to his knees. Before Spoon surrendered the dice, he had scored so bad that everybody got scared, didn't want to try him twice. A few other studs rolled, but their games was cold. Soon they all blew their dough. The only dude that seemed ready was finger-popping Teddy, and now was his turn to dough. He picked up the dice, blew on them twice, and hollered out,
"The kiddo better grand. My bucks is long and my game is strong, and I'll take on any man."
I faded his bet to my regret and watched him throw 52. But he had switched to dice and that wasn't nice, only he didn't know I knew. Yes, his fingers was fast and he had slipped his stuff past the eyesight of everybody there. But being true to his name, I had peeped on his game, and my man wasn't playing fair. I decided to let him play rather than betray his secret to the rest of the crowd. Only the end of his game wouldn't be the same after I blew his cool out loud. I let him breeze through 5 more G's before I made my move. I then tripled the bet and watched him sweat, wondering what I was trying to prove. He sensed that I knew what he'd been trying to do and figured he'd better lose. It was self-defeating to get caught cheating, and he didn't want to pay them dues. So I wasn't surprised when he rolled snake eyes and acted like he had made a mistake. He had played it smart, so I let him depart without revealing that his trick bones were fake. It would have meant his death had I exposed his theft, for this was the hustler's law. They would have shot him dead and took all his bread if I had told him what was really the score.